calling the organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, July 20th. Even though our contract negotiations were halted by the pandemic, we continue to be in regular contact with the Office of Labor Relations on matters affecting our members. Also, we need to inform them to add to our contract any new titles that we come to represent. On our latest phone call, we learned that OLR is tentatively hoping to return to its regular offices right after Labor Day. That would be a good sign, except that none of us actually know now if this will make any sense in September. Meanwhile, the work does go on, and we have a bit of good news to report. We have been working with CWA, Local 1180, in a joint campaign to gain representation for assistant and associate directors of hospitals. The campaign started in 2010, and it took a full 10 years to get a decision. We won. Henceforward, OSA will represent the associates and CWA, Local 1180, the assistant directors of hospitals. It is a big victory for the workers who have waited for many, many years. We are pleased, of course, but we have to wonder why it takes that long. On a less cheerful note, Ken Winder, president of LEEBA, L-E-E-B-A, the Law Enforcement Employees Benevolent Association, has been indicted by the federal government. He and the union's treasurer are accused of stealing money from the members' annuity funds. Prior to this, 2 years ago, the city ceased giving LEEBA the contractual contributions for their welfare fund due to LEEBA's failure to file fiscal required fiscal reporting documents. LEEBA as a union came into existence by raiding existing unions. Their first victory was in 2002 over SEIU Local 300, the old Civil Service Forum. LEEBA's future leader promised the Environmental Protection Agency police that he would work wonders for them, and they believed him. Then over the next 18 years, LEEBA continued to expand by further raids on the Teamsters, DC-37, and CWA, among others. Our turn came in 2016 when, seizing on how long it took that contract for to get completed, LEEBA challenged OSA for the right to represent our school safety and traffic enforcement members. Our members were apparently far too sharp to be fooled by Mr. Winder and his promises. He was defeated by a crushing vote of 50-1. We wish we could say we were surprised by Mr. Winder's current indictment, but we are not. Indeed, we expected it and wondered why it took so long. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again.